Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Hunters, fishermen, and kayakers, as well as other outdoors enthusiasts, are in an uproar over a bill being considered by the General Assembly. Senate Bill 220 was filed by Senators Bill Raven, Danny Britt, and Tom McInnes on February 27th. A section of the bill would prohibit boaters from launching any watercraft from banks along public rights-of-way. It was forwarded to the senators by the Wildlife Commission, and it would require boaters to use boat ramps. More charges could be pending after a man died in a structure fire in Encounter early Sunday. Wendell Clyde Smith, age 75, was found in the remains of the burned home. Christopher John Heimnick, age 28, is being held under no bond on arson and domestic violence charges. Brandy Deanna Lee, age 39, escaped the burning mobile home. The trailer was engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived on the scene. Sheriff Phil Rogers said investigators are considering the case a homicide. The State Bureau of Investigation is examining the arson. The Wall That Heals needs volunteers during its visit to the Veterans Memorial Park in April. Angela Norris of the park said 200 volunteers are needed to serve four-hour shifts around the clock, as well as helping set up and tear down the display. Hundreds of veteran motorcycle club members will escort the wall through Whiteville on April 23rd. The wall is a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. See the story on our website for more information and to see how you can sign up to help. The 15th annual Southern Farm Days kicks off Friday at the Boys and Girls Home Farm at Lake Waccamaw, and if you can't tell, I'm excited about it, people. There will be antique tractors and farm equipment, the parade of power, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, and so much more. We'll be providing live coverage via Columbus County TV all 3 days of the event. We'll also be out there with CCN, of course, and we hope you drop by our table and come say hello. The State Department of Public Safety has launched a new tool to help find missing children. Their Missing Child Repository will assist in locating missing juveniles and identifying those who can't provide their names to authorities. This repository includes all juveniles reported missing in North Carolina. Family members can now submit a photo of a missing child to be included in the repository by emailing the child's name and case number to missing@ncshp.gov. For more information, go to ncdps.gov. By the way, there were 8,748 missing children reported in North Carolina last year. The Forest Service is going to hold prescribed burner licensing on May 19th through the 22nd. Certified burner classes feature a combination of classroom and in-person field work. Topics to be covered include North Carolina's Prescribed Burn Act, weather, managing smoke, firing techniques, and burn plans. Participants will need a laptop or tablet and a microphone, as well as reliable high-speed internet. Cost is $25. Go to ncforestservice.gov. Now, this is not just limited to people who want to do this for a living, but you can act. It's actually a very good tool to have in a toolbox if you happen to own timberland or manage it. Now, for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.